The deal with the Wisconsin State Employees Union, a branch of AFSCME, applies to the union's 2007-2009 contract. The nearly 23,000 members of the union have been working under an old contract that expired in July of last year. Details of this new deal were not yet made public. Executive Director Marty Beal says last year's protracted budget battle had something to do with the delay in reaching a new contract. He says the state employees union started negotiating with the state last April.
Then we hit the state budget and, you know, all of the travesty and travail that happened around the state budget for 131 days. And so it was real difficult for us to bargain because we didn't know whether there would be any money to bargain for.
That's because the budget proposed by Assembly Republicans would have cut back the employee compensation reserves, which is the pot of money that goes toward employee wages. The money was ultimately left alone, but Zur Vang with the Office of State Employee Relations said a new budget shortfall and a struggling economy presented new challenges.
It is difficult, but we are committed to making sure that, our process is connected and realizing that Wisconsin's economic future is closely tied to our commitment to quality public service.
Beal and Vang said details of the new contract would be kept private until May 12th to give union members time to vote on it. If they sign off, it still needs approval by the legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.